Drought and war are colliding to cause a major crisis in South Sudan, in Somalia, Yemen, and Nigeria, where 20 million people are on the brink of famine. Internal violence is destroying infrastructure, blocking supply routes, and halting food production in the region. But according to a recent study by the International Rescue Committee, only 15% of Americans are aware of the crisis. At the recent G20 meeting in Hamburg, Germany, President Trump pledged $639 million in emergency funding for the four countries. But the proposed budget put forward by the administration would make large cuts to humanitarian aid and redirect the money to domestic concerns. Now, Congress might not go along with that, but it is a concern for aid organizations who say the money is urgently needed. David Miliband is the president of the International Rescue Committee and former foreign secretary of the United Kingdom. David Miliband, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Give us a sense of the scale and the risk of the crisis that I described.
Well, 20 million people in four, not just drought-stricken countries, but conflict-ridden countries in Africa and in the Middle East, in the case of Yemen, are really facing the most dire circumstances. Not just conflict that is producing internal displacement and refugees, not just climate change, not just the effects of long-term poverty, but also the fact that the international humanitarian system is now stretched to or beyond breaking point.
Are you finding a lack of awareness among donors and people, or apathy, or both?
Well, I'm obviously running a US-based international humanitarian aid organization, the International Rescue Committee, and it's sad for me to tell you that Americans are lagging far behind in their understanding of the crisis in Europe, and less than 15% of Americans, just under 15% of Americans, know about this crisis. What's interesting, though, is that when Americans find out about it, they become very concerned and want to do something. And it's also important to say that the aid agencies are coming together so that we are working as one for the first time ever to try to summon up the American spirit, the American generosity, to help us make a difference for people in dire need.
David Miliband, we're talking about famine, and people might mistake that as a synonym for hunger. What's a famine?
A famine is when there are people in risk of their lives as a result of lack of food. And I can tell you about the situation in South Sudan since I've recently come back from there. South Sudan is the world's newest country. It's a country of 11 million people. 1.5 million have been driven out of the country by conflict, but there remain just under 10 million there. Of those, 5 million are in need, and some of them are in places where conflict makes it very hard to plant crops, very hard to run markets, and that's why they're dependent on international aid. I went to a part of so-called Unity State. It's an ironic name given how disunited the country is, and found people who were totally separated from the market economy, totally unable to sustain their own agriculture, and dependent on the IRC for not just food, but also for healthcare. Because obviously when you become weak, when you're unable to feed yourself, then you're much more vulnerable to disease. And we're facing these twin dangers of famine, shortage of food, and disease as a result of conflict and misgovernance. And you're right to say that that the word famine is not thrown around lightly. This is the first time the UN have declared a famine in 6 years.
David Miliband, you travel a lot in the United States and Europe, of course, to donor countries. There's a retrenchment trend in Europe now in some quarters, certainly here in the United States. Cut foreign aid, focus on our own, don't worry so much about the outside world. Are you finding that that trend is affecting the willingness of donors?
Well, I think there are two trends, frankly. One trend is the retrenchment, and the other trend is people and governments saying, no, this is a time to stand up. We want to fight back against this retrenchment trend. And so there's a polarization. The danger, obviously, in the US with the administration's proposals for a 30% cut in development and humanitarian aid is that the US sets off a domino effect where other countries find an excuse to cut back their aid. That's why it's so important that we make the point to Americans that we're appealing to their hearts, but also to their heads. Their hearts because there are people in dire need, but also their heads because, frankly, if you leave humanitarian crisis untended, if you don't address the causes of these crises, then it will come back and bite us.
David Miliband is president of the International Rescue Committee, former foreign secretary of the United Kingdom. David Miliband, thank you.
Thank you so much.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.